taste from the past that also amounts to a taste of things to come. An excerpt of what you're going to be hearing, or at least a variation of it, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Dayton Theater Guild. That's on Wayne Avenue, just across the street there from Wheat Penny. It is Theater of Sound, Sound Sculpture Concerts. And it is my pleasure to welcome the rhythmic and melodic forces behind this wonderful gathering. It is Michael and Sandy Bashaw. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, Nikki. Thank you.
It's been a while. It's been too long. Yeah. I think you guys were through with, am I thinking Elements?
With Rick and Sharon.
Rick and Sharon. Yeah. So wonderful. Thank you for coming. This will be the second annual celebration of this particular performance with these pieces. We're going to talk about what's so special about that at the Dayton Theater Guild. But one of the cool quotes from the poster is "Freakin' Riot for the Imagination," and this is out of Grand Rapids Press. So you've toured this for some number of years. Tell us what people will see this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee at the Theater Guild.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been designing and creating these sound sculptures over the course of 3 decades.
Oh my goodness.
And so I'm going to bring out the big guns, so to speak, the three giant kalimbas.
Which are thumb pianos, am I right?
Yeah.
But ginormous, so now they're like body pianos, I guess.
Yeah, they're around 10 feet tall, 500 pounds a piece. They're played with mallets and not thumbs or fingers.
Right.
And some large-scale string instruments, one called the Manzathor and another called Globo. I think I'm bringing Globo Jr., or son of Globo.
Globo. yeah. Describe Globo.
Globo's a string instrument, and it's played with sliding resonators. And it's
kind of like a gigantic single string slide guitar.
Single string
slide guitar, which is so you slide the thing along, you slide the resonator along the string, bowing it to activate the string, and you get this kind of sound,
almost like a theremin or playing a saw or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like an acoustic theremin.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's good, Nikki. We're going to keep
Please
that.
Please do.
That's a good one.
Please do.
Michael's got he's got a couple new sculptures. We were talking before we went on air about the difference between a marimba and a kalimba.
Yeah.
The giant kalimbas are standing instruments, which and the operational part of it's based on the same thing as a little thumb piano.
Okay.
You hold in your hands and play with your thumbs. But, of course, these are really tall and you play them with mallets. Marimba would be more like a xylophone with wooden bars.
Oh, I see. That you strike that makes the tone. They're hollow wood that makes the difference.
Yeah. These are solid. I don't know what they are. Teak,
rosewood.
Ooh.
And Michael had all these beautiful parts from that somebody was getting rid of, and so he made this instrument out of them. And that one hasn't been played out very much, so that's a lot of fun.
I can't.
And then
no, go ahead. You were gonna say.
Oh yeah, and then there's a new one made out of gong-like instruments that were actually fan parts from Green Heck Fan Company. We were doing concerts up in Wausau, Wisconsin a number of years ago, and Sandy and I went up to Wausau prior to the concert, I think the summer before, and went through Green Heck and identified things that made interesting sounds.
They just let you go through. You're like, I have a mallet,
They
were the sponsor of the concert.
And they donated all this amazing stuff. Big, like 5-foot diameter.
Fan blades?
Well, they look like gongs. They look like orchestral gongs, but they're the parts that go inside of like fans and air conditioners and stuff. But aluminum is very resonant. And they make really wonderful sounds.
I ask if they can make them in increments, and so there are various sizes, and so that's one of the new ones I'm bringing out to this show too.
So as you can see, a lot of the stuff is percussive, and I play guitar, and Michael plays flute. All these sound sculptures are percussive, and fortunately, we have two great percussionists. that had been in this ensemble with us for a little over 12 years
now. My heavens.
Both Eric Reith and John Taylor. Eric is a really great Dumbek player, and I'm sure you know you've probably played with Eric.
Everybody's played with Eric.
Yes. And John Taylor is as fine a drummer as you'll find anywhere.
Yeah, Eric is kind of, and both of them, I'm just sure, but Eric, like 9 out of 10 times I go out to see music, Eric's playing percussion.
Yeah. That's how he is.
And John plays keyboards, guitar, bass, as well as he plays drums. He's a musician.
Wonderful.
And he's teaching down at the conservatory in Cincinnati and plays with a lot of jazz groups out of Cincinnati.
Recently with the Kentucky Symphony, so he gets around.
Gets around.
But we're so lucky to have these two guys.
Well, we're lucky to have this sort of artistic initiative in our Gem City. It's two nights and a matinee this Friday and Saturday at the Dayton Theater Guild. The performances are at 8 p.m. and then a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That is all going down this weekend. It's Theater of Sound, Sound Sculpture Concerts, with our guests today, Michael and Sandy Bashaw, along with John Taylor and Eric Reith. I've got track one queued up here from some excerpts you brought me. Tell me a little about what we'll hear.
Yeah, this is a song of ours called The New Middle East, and it features a wooden kalimba, and which is tuned in a Persian scale.
Mm.
And so you get that really sort of ethnic, nice, woody, ethnic sound.
It has a minor, it tends to have a minor feel to the...
Yeah. This was recorded live at the Phrase several years ago. It was a very long track because we had a great belly dancer with us that time, so we played a long time because everybody wanted to see her, what I mean?
Yeah.
So I made a little edit, which really features the percussionist.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, that's it.
Theater of Sound, Sound Sculpture Concerts on stage this weekend at the Dayton Theater Guild. Our sneak peek right now. Taste of a much longer arc. You were saying this was just sort of like the rhythmic setup for the dancer, but then it just went on.
Yeah, it was 11 minutes.
It's a long song.
Yeah, it expands. It goes into other instrumentation.
But, I mean, like sometimes, and it's a beautiful, wonderful occurrence that a long song really sustains itself. And I strongly suspect that that's what's going to be going on this weekend at the Dayton Theater Guild. It is Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. There is a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. You can go to DaytonTheaterGuild.org for more information. You can look it up on Facebook, Sound Sculpture! Exclamation point. We'll bring up this event, or go to Michael and Sandy's direct website, puzzleoflight.com. So, Michael, I want to say, or I want to know, what made you think you could make a giant kalimba? And what was the first, I mean, how did it first occur to you that, you know what, we can do this. We can make ginormous instruments.
I have to remember, that was so long ago.
How long ago was it?
It's 1985, maybe.
So
something like that.
33.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Right on.
Yeah. It. Well, let's put it this way. I was making. I was doing sculptural installations and including musical instruments within those installations, and a lot of multimedia effects. And then I decided I wanted to make more permanent pieces. And so I started making smaller sculptural instruments, and I was asked to create an installation for the Dayton Art Institute. Pam Houck, who was the curator of the Experience Center, asked me if I would do that. And so I tried it out in wood first, and I was playing out this little climber. I just asked myself, what would happen if I enlarged this and played it with mallets instead of fingers, and wondered what it would sound like. So I drew some designs and picked one and built it and liked how it sounded. And actually,
and that's the one we just heard.
That's what we just heard.
The very one.
Yeah, yeah. And I tuned it to an ancient Persian scale I got out of a book of scales that the great Yusuf Lateef designed it as a repository of scales and chords from around the world.
Wonderful.
And so I used that tuning, and it worked. And so then I decided I wanted to make some instruments out of sheet metal and metal bars on a large scale as well that were sculptures but also musical. So that's where I made these big kalimbas, the three big ones, and some long hanging chimes that went into the first installation that I had at the Dayton Art Institute. And I think that was 86 when I put those in.
So it's like sort of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but they're still going to play music.
Yeah.
How many of these, how many different pieces, different instruments have you created?
Oh, gosh.
Probably a dozen.
Yeah, quite a few. And then some public ones, things that are out in public.
On permanent.
Yeah, there's a sculpture up in Troy, Ohio, did for Hobart Corporation's 75th anniversary. And it's got a lot of things to play on. It's kind of like a giant pagoda with 360 chimes and four wind harps and drum
there's
gongs.
There's one that's played by the wind that was... that was made to honor Roger Troutman, and it's up on Salem Avenue where Troutman's studio was. And there's a little park there in the Triangle area. And a few years ago, they commissioned Michael to make a piece. So it's a freestanding tall sculpture with tone rods up in the very top of it that are activated by the wind. And for the scale... To tune the musical elements, he used the melody of Roger's song, I Can Make You Dance. Aww. So they go, da-da-da-da-da, I can make you dance.
It's thoughtful.
Yeah, it's a nice piece.
If people go to puzzleoflight.com, will they be able to see some pictures of these wonderful installations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's lots of stuff on the website.
We're in studio with Michael and Sandy Bashaw. They and John Taylor and Eric Reith will be a part of the presentation at the Dayton Theater Guild called Theater of Sound, Sound Sculpture Concerts. This is officially our sneak peek. I've got track 2 queued up here.
All right.
What can you tell us?
Well, this is a song that came out of the Falling Waters suite. We wrote a suite of music for Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Waters some years ago.
Which, if listeners don't know, is a Frank Lloyd Wright home in Pennsylvania,
right.
Out in the woods, that a waterfall runs through.
Under. Yeah.
And there's something about his architecture and certainly that sound that you went there and used the locus and the sound to create basically an arc of songs. I think it should be called the Falling Rock Symphony.
It is. The CD is called Sound Sculpture Music for Falling Water.
Yeah.
And this piece that we're going to hear next features the globo that we were talking about a bit ago.
Did you make that up? Did you make the name up, globo?
I think Eileen LeBlanc made that.
Right on.
This version is expanded with key. John Taylor's playing keyboards, and so you'll hear me on guitar, and you'll hear globo, and you'll hear John Taylor.
Applause there at the end, a little taste of globo.
That's globo.
And then some. Michael, you told me there's a specific reason why it's globo.
Yeah, because globo, you put a glow stick in, and with one little glass container at the top of the sculpture, you break the glow stick open, let it glow in performance.
It's purely aesthetic.
There's no sonic capabilities with glow stick.
It makes no sound whatsoever, glow stick.
But that's where globo came from, because it is made up of actually these large bows mounted on a resonator, and there's actually two strings on it, and then you slide these resonators along. But and I think on that one too, we used water in those glass. We used glass resonators on that.
On the Falling Waters CD,
yeah.
The track is very long. On the Falling Waters CD, it was recorded live at Falling Water in a tent, you know, outside, and that piece is like, well, you heard it the very end of this track. We just heard it where it's really
wah.
And we would recommend to people not to listen to that while they're driving.
I was hypnotized by the sound.
We ended up using that that instrument in we did a concert with Dayton Philharmonic using a lot of these sculptures.
Aww.
And so we used globo in that concert. And Bob Thompson was a part of the group then, a really fine percussionist who passed away this past year. And Dino Zonic, a composer from Sarajevo. And then Dino ended up making orchestral scores for these pieces. And so globo got featured with the Philharmonic. And you want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
I think Wiseau actually broadcast that concert.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right, so we have that somewhere?
You should, yeah. You should have that
they're
somewhere.
Probably strict, probably rebroadcast this pretty
probably.
Strictly. Yeah, mm-hmm. but
yeah,
huh,
yeah,
but I'll right. have to look into that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. They recorded it.
Yep.
And
probably in our archive.
Mm-hmm. It's probably in your archive.
Another cool thing about Wiseau in the Miami Valley.
Exactly right.
Got a lot of history here. Got a lot of history with our guests today, Michael and Sandy Bashaw, been making music in this area for, well, at least since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, since the 60s.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Sandy.
Well, you're welcome, Nikki.
Thanks for staying here.
Anytime.
Being awesome. Puzzleoflight.com gets you more information about our guests today. And DaytonTheaterGuild.org gets you more information about getting yourself to this performance. This Friday and Saturday nights, the show's at 8. There's a lovely Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Again, DaytonTheaterGuild.org for tickets. I got track 3 queued up here. What do we have?
This track comes from the score of a documentary called The Dayton Code Breakers. And
Eileen LeBlanc did this documentary.
Directed it. Well, she and Debbie Anderson wrote it and directed it and edited it. And we did the entire soundtrack for it. And there was a lot of sound sculpture stuff.
And in case people don't know, it was an effort based here. It was a highly top secret effort in Dayton, Ohio. That's right. Why a lot of people didn't even know about it. Mm-hmm. Was it at Wright Patt? Was that the
It was at NCR.
NCR,
yeah.
The cash register people, and the process of building a mechanism to be able to break the Nazi codes. This was just instrumental of the highest magnitude and the impact positive for the Allies in World War II.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's right here. So
right.
What a lovely confluence.
This piece we're going to hear, they referred to this code-breaking machine as the Bomb Machine, B-O-M-B-E. They had named it after the Italian dessert, Bombe. You know, I don't know why. But anyway, it was called the Bomb Machine, so that's what this track is called. And the film called for some mechanical, you know, sounding things moving, and it was a very mechanical kind of machine.
Yeah.
It was just before computers.
It's like analog.
And so that's what we were going for. Yeah.
It's
in
very
this
foreboding.
Track. it's for the album, our friend Dino Zunich added some horns, orchestral horn swells and stuff. But what you're really hearing is metal bars being played in the tines of the giant kalimbas, and you're also hearing, is it Monzithor or Globo?
Globo.
A long bowing sound.
Globo, and I think I used a massage.
That's right.
A massage
thing. You
for
know?
For the vibration. An Evo.
Yeah. And
No. The massage thing that you put on your neck and it goes, and it makes you feel good. If you put that on the body of the kalimba, it makes the sound we're going to hear.
Check it out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That does bring the gravity of the situation of the importance of the success of this this Codebreakers initiative. Yeah. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice fitting proper there. I really got that sense of mechanical clickings and whirrings going on. Our guests today, Michael and Sandy Bashaw, part of the music scene in our Miami Valley here for a long, long time, and grateful we are for that. Performances this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Theater of Sound Sound Sculpture Concerts. This is the return to the Dayton Theater Guild. Just about this time last year was the first performance there, although this these instruments have been around.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you keep them?
In my studio.
What closet is big enough?
It's a 5,000 square foot space. There's enough room. Yeah.
And as it keeps growing, there's places for the future brothers and sisters of these ginormous sculptures. Plenty of room. Plenty of room for you at DaytonTheaterGuild.org. That's on Wayne Avenue, just across from Wheatpenny there. Again, you can arrange for your tickets at DaytonTheaterGuild.org. Or go to puzzleoflight.com and find out more, or search for Sound Sculpture exclamation point on Facebook. All of those will lead you to possibly joining the celebration this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Or you can go to your phone right now and give me a call, number 13 at 769-1998. That's a local call, 937-769-1998. We'll take caller number 13. You can pick the Friday or Saturday performance, both of those at 8 p.m. at the Dayton Theater Guild, or Sunday matinee, this Sunday at 3 at the Dayton Theater Guild. Again, DaytonTheaterGuild.org for more information, or puzzleoflight.com, or call me right now, caller 13. 769-1998. Michael and Sandy, thank you so much for being here. Could you pick one from the Falling Water CD that I could play by way of outro here? Tell me what track number there.
This is the Codebreakers.
Codebreakers. Handed you the wrong one.
That's all right. Let's see. What would work?
We could do the more... we better fix something fast.
That's all right. Don't worry about
it.
Track 8. That's fine. We got plenty of time. People getting to their phones.
Yeah, more for flute, I guess.
Yeah.
From the documentary film, The Dayton Codebreakers, scored by our guests today, Michael and Sandy Bashaw. Check this out, and it's your soundtrack to the phone. Give us a call. Go to us. I should say on us. Come to us to go on us to the Dayton Theater Guild this weekend, 769-1998. Michael, Sandy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Nikki.
It's always good to see you.
You bet.